but are also the knower in all bodies. And the one you see in this body and the joker called knowledge. That is my opinion.
Everyone gives his opinion. Krishna also says opinion. Opinion is intellectual. We take votes. Whose opinion is selected? Krishna says, Matala Mama, this is my opinion. Knowledge means who understands the owner of the body and the body. The body and the owner's body are the same. It's like the owner of the house has a house. They are not the same thing. And the knowledge means who one should know what is his house and who is the owner. But they are mixing. In the modern age, they are mixing the owner of the house and the house. Mixing together. And this is ignorance. Here I identify this body as self. The self is the owner of the body. And the body is defined. Body is made of matter. Heart, water, air, fire. Ether. Mind, intelligence, ego. This is the combination of the body. And the soul is different. Soul is governing the body, utilizing the body, working on the body. Therefore, it is, in the beginning, it is saying, Idam sariram kaunteya kshetra iti avidhiyam. This body is chetra, field of activity. It's like we are in Bombay, everyone is busy, active. So Bombay is the field of activity. You are not Bombay. If one identifies himself with this Bombay, city, I am Bombay. It's foolishness. Bombay city is different from me, but I am working in Bombay city. In different capacity. This is knowledge. They try to understand. The people are identifying that I am God. This is not good. Kritangam Kritangam Chapi Manavidhi Sarva Khetri Subhara Kshetra Kshetra Dvayam Jnanam Jag Jnanam Kshetra Kshetra Sat Jnanam Haram. People are very much proud of their knowledge, but Krishna says that knowledge means kshetra kshetra vayogya. Knowledge means to know the field and the actual proprietor of the field. Kshetra kshetra vayogya. Just jnana. That knowledge is real knowledge. Not of knowledge. Krishna is giving his opinion. Now, clearly, if we identify the Kshetra and the Kshetra are two mixed up, then we ignore it. There is no knowledge. But just try to understand, people are under the impression that I am this body. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. Then he says, Itrakam Chapi Mahanavidhi. Yesterday we discussed the first verse that Hidam Saridam Pontya Chetra Bhantya Vidhiyate Chetra Itya Vidhiyate. This body is the field of activity. Idam Sariram Pontya Chetram Itya Vidhiyate Etadja Vesti. And one who knows this, Etadja Vesti Tam Prahu Chetrama Iti Tadvida. One who knows perfectly that I am the proprietor of this body, I am utilizing this body for my purpose. The body is made of matter, and I am a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. This is body. This is body. And one who foolishly identifies that I am this body, I am this head, I am this leg, I am this blood, I am this tooth, he is not ignorant. He is not ignorant. A combination of blood, stool, urine, muscle, bones, does it mean a spirit soul? Can you do it? There are many philosophers. They say that the combination of the bones, muscles, or the material things produces the living energy. But why didn't you do it? There are so many opportunities, so much opportunity that you can get blood also, bone also, and flesh also, urine also, stool also, why don't you manufacture the body? Manufacture the body. No, it is not possible. These material things grow on the spirit soul. When the spirit soul takes shelter into the womb of a particular mother, then these things grow. Seed. Seed is the spirit soul. Just like a seed of a big banyan tree, you put within the earth and take care, put water, it will grow a very big tree. With thousands and millions of figs, and in each fig, thousands and millions of seeds, and each seed containing another tree. This is creation of God. So, matter does not produce living forms. The living entity produces matter. This is difficult. Matter is, they are of linear. The Buddha philosophy, Jain philosophy, they do not believe in the existence of God as the origin. But this matter, when combined together, it produces a living form. But that is not the same. Living force, or the living entity, produces matter. Right what is it? Matter does not produce living entity. That is not fact. The living entity produces matter. Therefore, this giant, similarly, the supreme living entity, Vishnu, he has produced this gigantic material, cosmic manifestation. He is the root. Aham sarvatra prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, इति मत्या भजन प्रेमा न बूढ़ा समझा बूढ़ा दोज हु आर इंटेलिजेंट क्लास बूढ़ा इंटेलिजेंट क्लास लाइक पुलिस क्लास दे नो बूढ़ा भाव समझ लेता और दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय डिसिप्लिन पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड दैट इज रियल नॉलेज बूढ़ा भाव समझ लेता मया धक्षेन प्रकृति श्रते सचराचरम मया धक्षेन There's only one man comes back a very big skyscraper building. So the skyscraper building has not produced that man. The man is producing the skyscraper. And the man is very small in the mid-heaven comparison of the skyscraper. But skyscraper is very gigantic. But one who knows when the proprietor goes for a constructor, say so, oh, here is the man, constructor. By constructor means by his money or by his energy. He has not constructed with his hands, but he has spent money. And many other people, employers, they are constructed. Similarly, the whole cosmic religion is the men productive origin, soul is born, is Krishna. And by different energies, the cosmic manifestation is coming into existence. That is, that information we get from the Vedas. Parata Sati Dividaya Sriyati Sadhabhiti Jnana Malakriyaca Natasatajam Karananca Vidyati Natasatama Udhikatya Dishyate Vidyati Information from Vedas, Upanishads. Natasatajam Karananca Vidyati God, we cannot believe Krishna as God because he comes as human being. So we cannot accommodate in our teeny brain that how this small boy has created this. It's like Brahma when Krishna was here in Vrindavan. Brahma doubted. Who is that? My Lord, my Master Krishna is in Vrindavan. He's playing with his cowherd boy. How is this boy? So he played a trick. He took away all the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. And Krishna expanded himself again. Ananda Chinmaya Sat Pratibhavitadi Sadhija Eva Nija Rupataya Kala. That is Krishna. He expanded immediately because these cowherd boys and calves and cows are stolen by Brahma. How he go along in Vrindavan village? How the mothers of the cowherd boys will take? Therefore, he did not disclose anything even to Balaram. He simply expanded himself and so many cows, calves and cowherd boys entered Vrindavan. He has read this in Krishna book. That is Krishna. Ekam Bahushyam. He can expand himself in so many forms also. Advaita Vatsyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Sadhyam Purana Purusam Namayo Vananta. He can expand. That is Krishna. So, we are also expansion of Krishna. Just like Krishna expanded himself, cows, boy, cats and cows and everything. Similarly, that is his personal energy, internal energy. Similarly, there is external energy. External energy is this material world. That is also Krishna's energy. That is not different from Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi Rasa Nago Vayu Sang Mano Buddhi. Ahankar ityam me bhinna me pakiti astada. These eight kinds are material energy, their mind may, he says may. He has expanded himself by his connect. That for whom, one who knows Krishna, one who knows the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, as Krishna accepted by Arjuna, Parabrahma, Paramdhara, Bhavittam Paramam Bhavam, one who knows, he is called Buddha, man in knowledge. So that knowledge, Krishna himself giving us that this body is also my energy, and the living entity within the body, that is also my energy, prakriti. Aparayam itastu bhindami prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi prakriti para. Para prakriti. Jiva bhuta. So you should try to understand this is knowledge. That I am not this body. I am also Krishna's energy, expansion of Krishna's energy, but I am superior energy. Aparam, it was to bhikti me prakriti para. Apara, this material energy is apara, inferior quality. Why it is inferior? Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayadam dhāja tejava. The jiva bhuta, the living entity, that is controlling over this material energy. It's like we are building, skyscraper building. So this skyscraper building, they are not coming out itself. The earth is there, the water is there, the brick is there, everything, but they are not coming out itself. The jiva bhuta maham, they know that. Because they are touching, they are creating with their brain, therefore it is coming out into shape. Otherwise, it's not. This is knowledge. So, now there are two proprietors of this. One is, just like, suppose I am in this room. So, proprietor is not occupier. Occupier, there are two kinds of tax that I do not know. There is in Bombay. Owner's tax and occupier's tax. Is it? Is there only two taxes? Municipal taxes. In Calcutta, they are not like that. Owner's tax and the occupier's tax. That's where there is the position. This room, the owner is defined. Owner is Mr. Mahadevi. But we are occupiers. Similarly, within this body, there is owner and the occupier. The owner is the Krishna. This body does not belong to me. I am simply occupier. According to my desire, according to my activities, just like occupier, he wants to rent some apartment, but according to his capacity, he will get an apartment. If he can pay 4,000 rent, he gets good, nice apartment. But if he can pay 50 rupees, then he cannot get a nice apartment. This is an example. The occupier. But the owner is also owner of the 50 rupees worth apartment and the 4,000 worth apartment. Therefore, Krishna is owner. Mokkaram jantudavsam sarvalokamaisvaram sridam sarvabhutam sarvalokamaisvaram. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna is the proprietor of everything. He is the owner. We are simply occupiers. So, Kshetragam, just where I know about this apartment, where is this room, where is that room, where I have my WC, where I have my kitchen, I know. Similarly, the proprietor also knows. It is not that the proprietor does not know. Hetrakantapi Maniti. So similarly, this body, as I know, this is my hand, this is my leg, this is my head. Similarly, Krishna also knows. Krishna not only knows my hand, my leg, my head, but he knows everyone else's legs and everything. Therefore, he is called Super Soul. Hetrakantapi Maniti. Sarvakhetreshubhāt. The landlord knows. There will be another apartment there, maybe in this building. But I do not know. But the proprietor of the building, he knows everything. Similarly, I do not know how things are happening within my body, how I am eating, and they are being transformed into different secretions, energies, and distributed in different parts of the body. I do not know. I am simply eating. But Krishna knows. Krishna knows. Then Krishna says, Aham Vaishanavo Hutya Patyani Anna Chaturvidam. Krishna is also helping you in digesting your food. That is also said. Suppose your digestive power is not working. That means there is something defect, but it can be put into order by Krishna. Just a man is dying, he can be saved by Krishna, not the physician, not the medicine, because Krishna knows everything. Tetrakam Jatimang Vidhi, Sarva Khetri Kudhan. Even for maintaining your body, you have to take help of Krishna. You cannot independently maintain your body. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, Hitrakam Chapi Mamavidhi, Sarva Khetri Hitha. You can take care of your body, but Krishna is taking care of everyone's body. So, to take Sitana, in the Bhagavad, there is a verse that, my dear Lord, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, it is not that because one has got his parent, his child has got his parent, he will be protected. Balaka neha saranam pitaro nisinga. My dear Lord Nisinga, it is not that the shelter of a child is a parent. No. Similarly, shelter of a patient is not the physician or the medicine. The shelter of a drowning man is not the boat or the big sea. So we have manufactured so many shelter to take shelter of. Just like parent, the child is taking shelter of the parents. A diseased person is taking shelter of the physician. A drowning man is taking shelter of the boat. So Prahlad Maharaj says all these shelters are actually not shelters. The shelter is you, your loss. If you neglect somebody, these shelters will not act. They will not give protection. Actually, tavat vibhotana vidam tatupekshitanam. If you do not take care of a drowning man, the boat cannot sink. If you do not take care of the child, in spite of presence of the parent, the child will not be properly raised. And if you do not take care of a patient, in spite of good physician and doctor, he'll die. This is it. So, Krishna is there, it is the body. Not only I am. Now I'm occupied, and Krishna is the owner. Khetrakam Chapi Mahavidhi, Sarvakhetra. He is the owner. I am proprietor of my body. You are proprietor of your body. But Krishna is the proprietor of my body, your body, and everyone. So in the same example, there's a landlord. The proprietor all has this here. But I am the occupier of this particular room only. I have nothing to do with others. Now, one should know Ketra Ketra Gyan. This is not Oh, he's making the sound. Stop it. Khetra khetra dva jnana. One says, no. This soul, this is my soul, this body. Similarly, one should know what is this material world. The creator and the occupier. We are living entities, we are simply occupier. But there is a creator. There is God, Krishna. And this material world is made of matter. This is knowledge. Not to mix up. Everything has come automatically. There is no God, there is no living entity, this matter is everything. These are nonsense. But this nonsense knowledge, so-called knowledge, nonsensical knowledge is going on. It is taken as knowledge. These so-called scientists, they are knowing once. They are tackling with matter. But they have no knowledge that there is a proprietor, there is an occupier. They are very ordinary. Matter and water, their building, their understanding how the building is constructed. But the matter and water does not know who is the proprietor, who will be occupied. That means less intelligent. But the intelligent person should know who has created this material world, this cosmic manifestation. Why it is created? What is the relationship between the creator and the occupier? What are the ingredients? How it is created? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Without this knowledge, everyone is fooled, that's it. Therefore Krishna says, Khetra Khetra Bhaya Jnanam. Jab Jnanam Maha. That is knowledge. Don't be falsely proud of so-called knowledge. This is knowledge. Try to understand who is the creator of this universe, why it is created, who are the occupiers, why there are different occupiers, different kinds of occupiers, 8,400,000 different forms of life, why are they occupying different forms, why not in the same form? This is not. This is not. They do not know that there is an occupier, there is a proprietor. The occupier is changing room from this room to that room, or the soul is transmigrating from one body to another body, and the whole thing is controlled by the proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sri Krishna, the proprietor of all the planets, all the apartments, all the forms, everything. This is not. Otherwise, one is in ignorance. That is not wrong. I think we are falsely proud that we are MSc, GSc, PhD, they all learn this. Because they do not know what is what. Who is the proprietor, who is the occupier? That they do not know. So, next one.
Tad-shetam yat-shayadikta yat-dikāyita-shayat tad-shayo yat-tabhāvaśca tattamātena-neśvam.
Yes. Thank you.
Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how this constitutes, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activity is, and what its influence is on.
Yes, that is that. The Krishna is explaining, but right. That jat khetram jatcha jatri. There are different types of khetra. 8,400,000 different types of the dog body, the cat body, the human body, the tree body, the fish body, the demigod body, the insect body, the bird body. Why they are different? These are all khetra. Jat khetra. Jat sa jari. Why? The jari has tried to explain in a very deceptive, wrong way. Because he has no information of the kshetra and kshetraka. He is simply studying the kshetra, but he has no knowledge of the kshetraka. Two kinds of kshetraka means the individual living entity of the soul and the super soul Krishna. He has no knowledge. He is simply studying the superficial body. Therefore, His knowledge is imperfect, he cannot explain perfectly. He simply says something is missing, but he cannot adjust it in that way. Here, as Krishna says, that tat khetra jacha. How is that khetra is produced? Jacha, jadrik, jad vikari. How it is transforming? Jad vikari. Jatasya jat. Where from these things are coming? Where is the origin? Jatasya jat. Satar jo jat prabhavasya. How the one body is powerful than the other body. These things are there. But they cannot explain. Suppose the Darwin theory says from the monkey and the human body comes. So why from the body of monkey the human body comes? What is the reason? That you cannot. He is very faintly studying that from monkey the human body is coming. So why do you say that is explained here? A jadvikar. Why it is said? Jadvikar. That you get from Krishna, not from the Dharma. Jadvikar. Why the monkey's body is changing into human body? Or the human body, why it is changing into animal body? That he does not know. He says evolutionary theory, that it is being evolved. But it is not guaranteed. That simply by gradual process of evolution you come to the human form of body. But human form body also can be changed. We have got many instances in this house. That's why Bharata Maharaja's body. The king's body, human body,